Shavuot Tov to everyone. We can't really say that the season of Tshuva is upon us because it never really ends. We say three times a day, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Asher Asecha, V'karveinu Malkeinu L'Avad Asecha, Baruch Ata Hashem Aratzeh B'Tshuva. So each day, really, we're in the process of Tshuva, but of course there's something different, something unique about this time of year. And especially when we begin Slichos, it really gets us into the moment, into the season. So Tshuva is a mitzvah all the time, but Dirshu Hashem Behi Matzo, Karu Beso Karov, a reference to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. But nonetheless, as I've discussed in the last week or two, there's a reason why we blow shofar for the month of Elul. It's a month of Achana. And of course, when Slichos starts, it really gets our head in the game a little more. I want to talk about one famous individual tonight, and the hesitation that Chazal had in dealing with him, the equivocal nature of their relationship with the one who strayed, and what its meaning is for us. And that's Elisha ben Avuya, the great Tana, Rebbe of Reb Meir, and the one who went off the derech, became a heretic, but frankly a heretic on a very high level. The Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Tesvav Amin Aleph, tells his story, Acher Kitzetz B'Netiyos, Acher cut the saplings. I mean, he detached the substance of Torah from its source, and then everything to him became Hefker. He had no definitiveness in his understanding of Torah anymore. I think Mara there says what the specific issue was, or related to something that occurred, an idea, Matatron, and whether there are two Rishios or not. And Tosus there on the Daf has a long discussion of a variety of things that might have gone wrong. I gave a shiur a few years ago about the heresies of Elisha ben Avuya. And Chazal saw him as a kolbo. Everything that can go wrong, did go wrong. Political issues that troubled him, human issues that troubled him, philosophical issues that troubled him, all were united in this one person. But at the beginning of the Gemara, they use a phrase that's repeated a few times. After his first heresy, went into denial mode, Yatzta Basko Ve'omra, Basko rang out, a heavenly echo, discuss what that is, and quoted the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Shuvu vonim shovavim, return, repent, O wayward sons. And the Pasuk really describes to us how we all can repent. But he heard the Basko say, Shuvu bonim shovavim chutz me'acher, except for you. You have no right, you have no ability to do tshuva. You're out. Why should that be? Elisha ben Avuya is not paro. Chazal say God was monea tshuva mimenu. He was precluded from doing tshuva. God hardened his heart. See, he became a heretic. He was not bikaris. He denied something. Fundamental ikar of the Torah, of God's existence. He's not the only one like this. And granted, I understand the Talmud Chacham is held to a higher level. But nonetheless, what did he hear? Shuvu bonim shovavim chutz me'acher. I want to understand that. Why he thought tshuva was closed to him. And something else as well. The Gemara now explains why he was called acher. Acher meaning the other. Omar, so he heard this Basko to say, you're out of the club. So he said to himself, now that I'm tossed out from this world, let me go at least have some hana, some enjoyment from this world. Acher went out to Tarbusra. Tarbutra. It's an interesting phrase, Tarbutra. I want to explain that also. What does it mean? Tarbusra means, or Tarbut in Hebrew is culture, civilization, means bad company. Let's use a loose definition for now. He got involved with the wrong people, wrong derech. He's off the derech. We'll get back to that. What's the Tarbus Ra? Nafak Eshkach Zono Tiva. He ran away right as soon as he denied in the basement, run right to a harlot and solicited her services. So he had what I would imagine would be a good experience for someone in his position coming from where he's from. Omralei, she said to him, Vilav Elisha ben Avuyat, aren't you Elisha ben Avuya? What are you doing here? That is deflating. Akar pugla mimeshra b'shabos v'yayvla. So to prove he wasn't who she thought he was, he uprooted, Rashi says, pulga means a tzanon, a radish. He detached a radish on Shabbos and handed it to her. Amara, she said, acherhu. He's someone else. He's not the person that I thought he was. Must be someone else. Thenceforth, he was known as acher, the other. And now the Gemara continues his story. Again, we're in Chagiga Daf Tesvav Amar Aleph. Shal Acher's Rabbi Meir la'acha sheyotzu l'tarbusra. Acher asked Rabbi Meir a question. So Rabbi Meir was his Talmud, and the Gemara Amud Beis discusses how Rabbi Meir retained a relationship with him. He discarded the shell and just ate the tochen. So even after he went to Tarbusra, went off the derech, he continued learning Torah. Learned Torah, but observed none of the mitzvahs. All right? It's an interesting combination. But it's possible a person can reach a level, some of the Mefarshim say this, a person can reach a level of sophistication in Torah, even of closeness to God in Torah, that they feel they don't have to do mitzvahs anymore. It's beyond them, it's beneath that. They have to go to shul, so bittul Torah. Chesed, bittul Torah. I just want to sit and learn. Wife, children, bittul Torah. Just let me sit and learn. A person can reach that level. It's also Tarbusra. Omar Lay, so Elisha ben Avuya asked Rabbi Meir this question. Mai dichsiv, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Gamezeh le'umazeh asoy lokim. Pasuk in Koheles. That God made this opposite that. So Rabbi Meir answered, Omar Lo, kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bora Kenegdo. Whatever God created, He created something opposite that. Bora Harim, Bora Gvaos. God created mountains, created hills. Bora Yamim, Bora Neharos. He created seas, He created rivers. What's the problem? That's not Zelu Mazeh. Those are not opposites. Those are differences in quantity. The hill is lower than the mountain. Mountain is higher. You wouldn't say a hill is the opposite of a mountain, zelu mazeh. You wouldn't say that a river is the opposite of a sea. No, the opposite of sea is dry land. The opposite of a mountain is a valley. Those are opposites. What's Rabbi Meir telling him? The world is really symmetrical. The world doesn't present us with obstacles that can't be overcome. There's a symmetry in nature. There's a harmony that God created. The difference is some more, some less. Uvavachi chavi libel ha-shamayim. Elisha ben Avuya disagreed. Omar lo, Rabbi Akiva rabbecha lo markach. Rabbi Akiva, your Rebbe, said differently. Rabbi Meir had two Rebbeim. One was Elisha ben Avuya, and the other was Rabbi Akiva. So Acher said, Rabbi Akiva, your Rebbe taught differently. Darshan this pasuk. Now you have opposites. God created the righteous and the wicked. Bara Gan Eden, Bara Gehenim. He created Gan Eden and Gehenim as well. Kol echad ve'echad yesh lo shnei chalakim, echad be'gan Eden, echad be'gehenim. Everyone has two chalakim, you have two shares. Let's say you have two reservations. You have a reservation in Gan Eden and a reservation in Gehenna. Where are you going? It's up to you. But Zocha Tzadik, the Tzadik is worthy. Notal Chelko v'chelek chaver b'Gan Eden. He takes his own chelek, his own share, and then he has his friend the Rosh's chelek as well. And the Rosh is exactly the reverse, And the Gemara proves it from Psukim. The truth is, Elisha ben Avuya's pshat that he quoted Rabbi Kiva saying seems to comply more with the meaning of the pasuk. Gam ezelu mazah sar lokim. There's something else as well. The Marsha says this and others. Elisha ben Avuya, despite the fact that he feels alienated from Jewish life, is connected somewhat. He's struggling with these issues of rishus and tzidkus, of righteousness and wickedness. He didn't just throw it all out completely. He's in the parasha. He's struggling. He's searching for something. But the answer is not there. Next case. Shal acheres Reb Meir la'acha sheyotza l'tar busro. Reb Acher asked Reb Meir another question after he went to Tar Busro. May dichsiv posak in Iyov lo ya'archenu zahav uschochis utmurasak klipaz. You can't really assess the value of crystal or gold, and there's nothing you could exchange for fine gold. He said, what's the pshat in the pasuk? And Reb Meir said, Elu divrei Torah. Shekoshin the kenosam kekli zov uchli paz. It's like the words of Torah, they're so easy to acquire, like golden vessels. Vinochin la'abedam kekli schuchis. But they're easily lost as well. You drop it, you shatter, it's all gone. Meaning he's giving another subtle message. The Torah is precious. Torah is valuable, invaluable. It's obtained easily and it's secure. But if you throw it away, it's hard to get back. And again, Acher disagreed. And he said, Omar lo, Rabbi Kiva rabbecho lo omar kach. Rabbi Kiva said differently. Elama kli zov kli schuch, kli zov kli schuchis. Golden vessels, even glass vessels, even if they shatter, they can be repaired. Gold easier than glass, but you could put it back together. Even a Talmud Chacham, even if he sins, even if he strays, he could be repaired also. Again, you would think that Reb Meir would be the one who would say this. Not Acher. So now Rabbi Meir takes the bait. Amar lo. If that's the case, he said to him, Afata chazor b'cha. So you too come back, repent. You see, it's a world of Rishom and Tzadikim. And the Tzadikim benefit infinitely more than the Rishom. You see, it's a world where the Torah is easy to acquire, but even if it shatters, even if you break it, you can repair it. You can come back. There's no such thing as a soul that's irremediable, that can't be helped. Everyone can be helped. Amar lo, so he said to him, I can't. Kfar shomati me'acharei pargod. I already heard from beyond the partition, that baskol. Shuvu bonim shovavim chutz me'acher. Return wayward children, everyone can come back, except for you. You're out. So why is he out? What did he hear? What is that voice? Interesting, Rashi says, Shuvu Banim Shovim, it's actually a positive pasuk. God says, all the wayward children can come back. The ones who strayed, Sheshovavtem Darkechem, Merov Kol, Sheheyisem B'Shalvo Ve'oneg. Those who sinned, those who lost touch with reality because of too much serenity, too much pleasure, too much enjoyment, too much of Olam Hazeh. You have to return from that also. For many Jews, the problem of chait is not that they intentionally sin. Not that we intentionally sin. And not even that we're negligent. It's that the weight, the allure, the attachments that we have to the material separate us from the world of reality. And we spend a whole year chasing and acquiring and accumulating, and we find ourselves drifting a little. So God says, no, I understand. There's a problem of shalva, there's a problem of oneg. Hey, there's a problem of no shalva, no oneg too. But there's a problem of shalva and a problem of oneg. So now come back. What did he hear, Reb Meir? What's the baskol that tells someone, Shuvu banim shovavim, chutz me'acher? Everyone can come back except for you. What's the tarbus ra, the bad company in which he found himself? The baskol is an inner voice that people hear. It's a voice that tells a person, I'm stuck. I can't change. I might as well accept who I am. My sins are my sins. I might as well enjoy them. Hol v'itrahu gavra mehu alma lepok letne b'hai alma. If I've lost the next world, at least let me enjoy this world as well. That's tarbus ra. What's tarbus ra? It's only, the word is used only once in the Torah. V'nekamtem es avosechem tarbus anashim chatoim. The Torah says in Matos, describing the chait of the Meraglim, that a generation arose, sinful men, tarbus anashim chatoim. So Rav Hirsch says, you know, he's a great philologist, Rav Hirsch writes about Tarbus Ra, not at the end of Bamidbar, but at the beginning of the Torah. Pru Urvu, Umilu Es Haaretz. Urvu, Tarbut, they're really the same word. Urvu means, we say multiply, means replicate yourself. Expand, duplicate, take what you have and make more of it. Pru Urvu. Increase it, right? It's another use of the word, similar, a few parshas later in the Torah. Vahi rovek hashos, I think it's about Yishmael, is an archer. What's rovek hashos? One who trains archers. He became a trainer. Roveh means to train. Tarbut means something that's trained. It means something that you gain through discipline. What's Tarbut Ra? In the simplest sense, habit. Yotzer l'Tarbus Ra. He went out to Tarbus Ra, meaning he became embedded in his own bad habits, in custom, in however he had habituated himself. That's who he was. And Elisha ben Avuya said, well, now there's nothing else that I could do, because this is who I am. I've severed my ties to the world of mitzvahs. I still like to learn. I still engage in fruitful dialogue with my Talmud. But the world of Torah, the world of Klal Yisrael, is not mine. What did he hear? Rabbi Aviner has a beautiful phrase. I just lost the page. He said, what's the baskol? Hargasha pnimit adira. It's a very powerful inner sensation. A powerful inner sensation that I am who I am, and that's it. There's nothing else that can be done. That approach is fatal to a person's search for perfection. It can't exist. And Slichus comes to shatter that self-perception that we might have, that who we are is who we're going to be. And nothing's going to change. That's the lesson of Acher. But the lesson of Acher is brought even closer to us, closer to home, because of what the Rambam says. It's an experience we all have. Rambam says in the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva, Midarchei Tshuva, Lios Hashov Tzoek Tamid Lufnei Hashem, Bivechi V'Tachanunim. By ways of Tshuva is a person cries, constantly cries out before God, tears, supplications. All he said, Zdaka kufi kocho, he does charity, righteous acts, as much as he can. U'misrachek harbim en adova shechot abo, and he keeps far from whatever he sinned. U'mishanesh shmo, and he changes his name. Listen to the phrase, klomar, as if to say, ani acher, ve'eni oso ish, she'osa osan amasim. I'm Acher. I'm someone else. Come the Yomim Noroim, we have the same sensation that Elisha ben Avuya had, but only the complete opposite. He became Acher, to move himself away from Torah, to assume a guise that was unnatural to him, to his upbringing, that was sinful, that estranged himself from the rest of Klal Yisrael. Come the Yom Noroim, we're acher in reverse. Ani acher ve'eini osalish. I'm also acher. I'm also someone else. I'm not the person who's frivolous, the person who is lackadaisical in mitzvos, the person who is inattentive during tefillah, the person who is nonchalant about helping others. Mishana Shmo, the ultimate, to change your name. Different identity, different individual. Yom Noroim Kam, the minimum that's asked of us is probably the maximal can be asked of any human being. Change your identity. Change your tarbut. Change your habit. Change what you've trained yourself to be. Change the way we look at ourselves. We change the way we look at ourselves. We change the way heaven looks at us also. And it becomes a different world. That's the task of the days before us. The beginning of Slichos puts us in the frame of mind. Say the same words we say every year, but we look at ourselves in a different mirror and get a different reflection. Well, a year older. Maybe a little changed. Maybe for the worse, maybe for the better. But Eini Oso Ho'ish Ani Acher, I'm someone else. If we become other people, better people, holier people, then we become a holier nation. And a holier nation elicits the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring to us not only his blessings for a good and healthy and prosperous year for all of us, but his blessings for the world as well, to heal the fractured world and all its problems and all the dangers and challenges that loom, and bring to the world this year Gula Shlema, in Bias Mashiach Sidkenu, v'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.